Chapter 10. The Next Morning. The next morning, the farmer sees Gunpowder in the field at his farm.
Where's my new saddle?
The farmer thinks. He goes to the school. Ichabod isn't there.
Where's Ichabod?
We don't know.
It's strange. Ichabod is never absent.
The farmer speaks to the people of Sleepy Hollow.
Help me! We have to find Ichabod and my saddle,
he says. They look everywhere. They look in the forest, in the fields, and near the old bridge. After some time, they find the farmer's saddle. Finally, they find Ichabod's hat under some trees. Near the hat, they find a pumpkin. The pumpkin is in many pieces. They look and look, but they can't find Ichabod. The next Sunday at church, everybody is talking about Ichabod's disappearance.
It's a mystery. Where's Ichabod? Why can't we find him?
The headless horseman has got Ichabod.
The people of Sleepy Hollow are sad and frightened, but they're excited too. Now we've got another story to tell about the headless horseman, they say. Ichabod never comes to the valley again, but the people of Sleepy Hollow say that his ghost is in the school. They close the old school and they build a new school in a different place. A new teacher comes to the valley. Katrina marries Brom Bones. One day, an old farmer from Sleepy Hollow visits New York. When he returns to Sleepy Hollow, he's got some important news.
Ichabod is in New York. He's a famous lawyer.
That's not true.
The headless horseman has got him.
It's their favorite story, and they often tell it when they sit in front of the fire on cold winter evenings. Every time the people of Sleepy Hollow tell the story of Ichabod, somebody always asks,
why were pieces of pumpkin on the ground near Ichabod's hat?
Brom Bones always laughs when people talk about Ichabod and the pumpkin. Nobody knows why.